This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
The Apostle John wrote a letter telling us how to know we have eternal life. But then he wrote two more short letters telling us how to live like we know it. It might be summed up with the words, walk in the truth, and to walk according to his commandments. The commandment referred to here is that we love one another. These letters are known as 2 John and 3 John. Between them, there are just 28 verses, but they are packed with examples of how to walk in the truth. John was concerned about the false teaching that was becoming more and more prevalent. So he cited examples of the false teaching and what it can lead to, and he pointed to walking in the truth and what it could lead to. The truth means the truth of the gospel message. It means applying the truth you believe to your daily lives, and that will impact your life in many ways. One way that John points out is that you will be able to discern false teaching and will shun it. He says, do not even let the false teachers into your home. Don't greet them. In other words, have nothing to do with them. If you greet them or listen to them, they will be encouraged to keep on doing what they are doing. Also, others may see you with them and draw the conclusion that it must be all right to listen to them too. So, let your witness be clearly seen by others. John also tells us what it is to love. It is to walk according to his commandments. One commandment that he is pointing to here is that we love one another. Remember, Jesus said in John 14:15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." The teaching that John was combating included the teaching that Jesus did not come in the flesh. John calls those with that teaching the deceiver and the antichrist. He follows by admonishing the believers to watch themselves so that they do not lose what has been accomplished, but that they may receive a full reward. This seems to be a statement of eternal security. It is not a matter of losing salvation. It is a matter of losing rewards. Falling prey to false teaching will not only lead to loss of eternal reward, it will diminish your life here on earth. You will no longer be in fellowship with the Lord. These letters were written to specific people, and John takes advantage by naming names as examples. These names are of people that would be known to those who came in contact with the letters, so their teaching and walk would be known to many people, which would make it easier for the people to see. Case in point, John addresses one letter to Gaius and has much to say in praise of him. Gaius is supporting those who are spreading the gospel, and it is well known among the community. On the other hand, John mentions Diotrephes as an example of what not to do. John says this about him: he loves to be first among them and does not accept what we say. He accuses us with wicked words, and he himself does not receive the brethren either, and forbids those who desire to do so, and puts them out of the church. John calls this evil, and it is not to be imitated. Then John mentions Demetrius as one to emulate. He has received a good testimony from everyone and from the truth itself, and John adds his testimony. He finishes his letters by saying he hopes to visit them in person so that their joy may be made full. There are some parallels to be drawn or dots to be connected between these letters and the Gospels and John's first letter. One such parallel concerning walking according to his commandments is found in John 13:34, which says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." Another such parallel concerning joy is said by Jesus in John 15:11, which says, "These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full." Still another is this: what is said of Diotrephes reminds us of what Jesus said in Matthew 11:52. "Woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you hindered those who were entering." We are reminded also that Jesus warned that such people would come. As he said in Matthew 7:15, "Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits." In 2 John, we read this: "Anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. The one who abides in the teaching, he has both the Father and the Son." John said something much like this in 1 John 2:23 and 24, when he said, "No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. See that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father." Scripture confirms itself over and over. Look for such confirmations as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.